At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Well, no Matt Pauley tonight. Matt's out for the rest of the week. He'll be back next week here on Sports Open Line. Kevin Wheeler back in my old chair. It's kind of weird being back in the drive. I've been on with Matt on Sports Open Line a lot of times since he's come aboard, but I haven't driven the show since I did the show on a regular basis 3-4 years ago. But happy to be doing it. Glad to be talking some ball, and also very excited that my good friend Derek Gould is kind enough to spend a little time with us from Las Vegas. Derek, I hope we're not keeping you from the strip or from the tables or anything like that.
Yeah, no, you're not.
I knew I wasn't.
you just said, you just introduced me as your friend, and then you said something that no.
Well, that was the joke. You would be the last person I would expect to see at the craps table.
Yeah, fair. That's entirely fair.
How's it been so far? I mean, obviously, GM meetings don't match up to the winter meetings in terms of action and deals and all of that. What's the move been like?
Yeah, the GM meetings have really changed in the 20 years I've been covering them. Certainly, a big change this year is it's not John Mozeliak here, so that's new for me. But you know, this is. A lot of the groundwork is usually laid for trades. First face-to-face meetings, agents have meetings with teams. There's a lot of exploratory stuff. And then they kind of, I kind of think of it as like round one of the offseason.
Sure.
They get in the center of the ring. They exchange some punches. They see where each other is. They give some, uppercuts. They give some deeks. They might pass out a few rumors. And then they return to their corners to kind of reassess. And I think some of it has changed because of certainly this year it's changed because of the venue. It's just been really fascinating because it's not set up for mingling.
Oh,
just to be candid, it's a casino and a hotel, and the lobby is very small, and the lobby bars are kind of scattered, and there's not really like this like centralized hub of chatter that can kind of produce some of the best baseball stories going, and maybe even a deal or two. So, it's changed, but it is very exploratory, Kevin, to your question. And I think the vibe here is that there are a few position players to be had by trade, and a lot of teams would rather look there first before a free agent.
Makes a lot of sense. I mean, in that way, I know you've talked about it. Bernie and I talked about it a number of times throughout the offseason, and then obviously, some of the national guys are starting to write about it now since everybody's there. The Cardinals seem to be a pretty popular topic of conversation when it comes to players that might be moved.
Yeah, they're right then there in the thick of it. They are actively trying to move two All-Stars, which gets a lot of attention, and they're getting a lot of attention on a third All-Star in Brendan Donovan, and you have the pieces there, and you have a team that has openly said that it has a long-term view. Other teams hear that and go, well, where on their roster can we benefit from that?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're seeing a lot of that. You know, the Cardinals are getting a lot of interest and a lot of conversation. We'll see if they get a lot of traction on the trade front.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, you mentioned, you know, this is the first time doing this with Chaim Bloom in charge. What is there a noticeable difference? I mean, obviously personalities are different between he and Mo, but sometimes Mo off the record or behind the scenes is a little bit different than what the public sees. So I'm just curious, is it notably different or has it been kind of the same?
Wait, can you go back to that part where what did you say about Mo off the record?
Well, I don't know about, I never talked to him off the record really, but away from the cameras and microphones, away from all that, he does sometimes, he was sometimes a good bit different than the kind of the person you would see at the podium doing a press conference.
Fair. That's fair. Yeah. He wasn't divulging a whole lot of,
he would be a little snarkier, be a little funnier, wear a little more dry when he knows it's cameras on and all that.
Sure, but I mean, there's a good possibility he might not yet confirm they traded for Nolan Arenado. So, having had that conversation with him.
That's a good point. Really good point. But how is it notably different with Hyman, just in terms of how it works, not so much what's working?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think I think he's in a different position than Mo was ever in the sense that he gets to talk about a future view. Much of when Mo was the president of baseball operations or general manager was like, are you going to win tomorrow? Are you going to win tomorrow?
What
are you going to do to win tomorrow? Are you going to win tomorrow? You know, I mean, I remember being at these GM meetings going, but how does that help you win a World Series?
Right.
I mean, literally asking that question. Like, I understand what you're looking for, but Mo, how does that help you win the next World Series? And with Chaim, there aren't those questions. You know, there should be, but there aren't.
There will be eventually.
There will be, but how does this get you closer to the core?
Right.
And, you know, I think he has been really good about being candid about Sonny Gray, very candid about Nolan Arenado. He is doing so with both the blessing of the player and the agent. And he went to them. And they talked through what he could say publicly, and I think he's given a lot of clarity there. I think he's really detailed to a point of what their plan is. And then when you ask a question that he doesn't want to answer, he gives you a general answer and then explains, look, that's a topic that you're just going to get general answers on.
Right, right.
And I like that because it saves us the dance of seven more questions.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's something to be said for efficiency in that setting, right? Because there are things they're just, they would be unwise to say out loud.
Right. Right. I think here's another, if I may offer you another change, is here's a guy who's come from two other organizations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was with Tampa Bay and he was with Boston. So you go up to Tampa Bay and they want to talk about how Chaim's doing in St. Louis. You talk to some folks from Boston and they want to talk about what Chaim is going to pull off in St. Louis.
Interesting.
I've had multiple people, executives and some agents from other teams who have had agents and then executives from other teams. Let me say it that way, who have had interactions with Chaim Bloom, not Cardinals Chaim Bloom, but Boston Chaim Bloom or Tampa Bay Chaim Bloom. And they tell you about how encouraged or excited they are about what he might bring to the Cardinals.
Interesting.
That's different because, you know, Mo was 30 years with the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you go talk to the Red Sox about Mo, he's their rival. You talk about the Cubs, you know, or you go to the Cubs, talk about Mo, he's a rival. And so he was always a Cardinals executive and that's how they saw him. With Chaim, there's a little bit more bigger group, different branches and different parts of different teams where they're like, hey, this could be intriguing what he's going to build there.
Interesting. So let's kind of build off of that, Derek, because I was talking about this earlier a little bit in relation to the Blues, and we were kind of making the point, like, maybe it's not the end of the world if you have a crappy year and you get a top five draft pick or something like that. So moving that idea to the Cardinals, these last few years have been frustrating for fans. It's obviously led to a drop in attendance, a lot of online anger. You get that with your chat every single week. but, you know, it's been a very frustrating circumstance, maybe because nobody would acknowledge or just say out loud that we kind of need this to happen, because the only way you get J.J. Weatherholt is if you're picking in the top 10. The only way you get Liam Doyle is if you're getting in the top 10. Maybe this is what was necessary to get things back to where we want them to be.
I guess, you know what both of those guys share in common?
Well, I mean,
Liam Doyle and J.J. Weatherholt.
Quite a few things, but I don't know what you're thinking.
I mean, they've yet to play a major league game.
No, that's true. That's true. But, I mean, when's the last time they had a player that was viewed the way that Weatherholt was? I mean, it's probably Tavares.
It's Oscar Tavares.
And that was a long Oscar time Tavares. Ago.
Yeah. No, well, maybe Alex Reyes. I mean, if you go.
He was definitely a highly ranked prospect for sure. Yeah.
He was number one prospect.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a top rated prospect in all of minor league baseball.
Yeah, good point.
I get where you're coming from. I totally do. And it's a new paradigm for the Cardinals, but it's also one that they're choosing.
Mm-hmm.
It's also one that is not, let's say, historically accurate to their brand.
Right.
And so take that into account. Like, what they're talking about being is different. Mm-hmm. And I've heard other teams talk about doing this. And you know what? They're not. They're not residents in October.
Yeah.
They don't make it back, or it takes years for them to make it back. I think any sort of hesitation from the fan base about what direction the Cardinals are going in is completely understandable. And I get where they're coming from, because there's no guarantee you emerge from this as a title contender. You might emerge from this as the Royals.
Sure, but outside of the top five to seven payrolls.
They have a great player.
Yeah.
You know, Bobby Wood Jr., they got rings?
No. Well, they do, but it was before Bobby.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You might be that.
Yeah, maybe, but I would also kind of look at this outside of carrying a top five or six payroll. You're not gonna always be in the postseason. That's super rare, unless you're carrying that kind of number. Like, that's the one thing, you know, people talk about buying championships. Well, you don't really buy championships, but you do buy a place in October if you carry a $220+ million payroll.
You do increase your odds of reaching the postseason, and therefore increase your odds of advancing in the postseason. Yeah, that we were just talking about this. It's so fascinating that you bring it up, because I was just talking about this with a few, let's say, unnamed executives, but smaller market executives.
Okay.
We were just talking about this, about how the notion of parity in baseball is kind of a panacea, right? You have the Marlins make it every so often. Mm-hmm. You have the Royals who made it. You had three teams from the NL Central who made the playoffs this past year.
Yep.
And that's all good. But start looking at the teams that get to the championship round. Start looking at the teams that win the World Series. You know, what do they have? A preponderance of them have high payrolls. And as we can really get into this, and actually you and I would really enjoy talking about this, but like, think about like a Tampa Bay Rays team that had Glasnow and Snell, right?
Yeah.
Two guys who were in the playoffs, or I'm sorry, who were on the World Series team, right? They're big parts of the Dodgers. Well, what the Dodgers can do with those two guys that Tampa Bay could never do is, if they had Glasnow and Snell at the peak, they need those guys to make 28 starts.
Yeah, you got to be full-time. Healthy. Yep.
All right, they got to be full-time. You know what the Dodgers can do? The Dodgers can be like, we'll pay you the freight of 28 starts, but we only need 20.
Right.
You know,
and they're at the end, and we just need you to be there at the end. Yeah.
We need you to be there at the end. We need you to be there post. Scott Boras talked about this today with a few different guys, and he talked about these pitchers who will be there in the end. and what a premium they should get in their salary. Well, just by defining it that way, you're limiting it to the high dollar teams to carry a guy like that. You're skewing things in the higher dollar range.
Right. Right. And I think that that is what makes the labor talks so interesting to me anyway, because to me, the real fight here should be amongst owners. I don't think this should be a players union versus owners thing. That's a weird way to sort out the inequity between the people that are in the club of 30.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, shouldn't that be solved by the guys there?
I think it's coming. Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about owners squabbling. They can be pretty good at it.
No, I just mean like we always, these always end up being negotiation issues. Like a salary cap is going to close the gap between the Yankees and the Pirates. It doesn't. You know, no matter where you set the cap, the Pirates are still going to be at 30% of that cap compared to the Yankees, as opposed to, you know, the 90% that you have in the NFL, for example. Right? The floor is 90% of the cap. And unless you're going to shrink that in a meaningful way, and that's an owner's issue. that's the Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox, Philly. That's those teams being willing to share a lot more of their money so that the Pirates could spend $200 million.
One of the biggest points of the GM meetings that is absolutely going to be outshouted by rumors and out, you know, stated by bad puns and all that stuff is something that Scott Boras said today. And it is the point, and I hope that what he said gets to a large audience, particularly the commissioner's office and the other owners. And here's what he pointed out. He said, when you look at the numbers for Major League Baseball's playoffs and World Series, and you look at what they did audience-wise, and you compare that to the NBA, and then you go and compare the broadcast deals, and the NBA is twice the size or more of revenue for what baseball broadcast deal is, right? Meanwhile, the audiences are the opposite. And he said that is a sign of poor negotiations, and we as an industry need to rethink that. Amen.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Completely agree.
You want to start having teams like the Rays and the Bucks and these other teams, smaller markets, Cardinals included, who can close the gap on the bigger teams. You need to have greater national revenue that is carved up between all of those teams.
Yes.
And the best way to do that is whatever the streaming deal is or the broadcast deal is. But the fact that they don't have an NBA size deal when they have more inventory of games and they have higher ratings and they have a global superstar in Shohei Ohtani akin to the NBA with global stars.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that they have such a poor broadcast deal when in comparison, that's what should resonate from these GM meetings. That phrase right there from what Scott Boras said.
Yeah, and I think part of the problem is in this, and this is where it's going to require the cooperation of the big markets, is it's just so locally sold and emphasized, right? So NBA has tons of national games of the week, right? Everything in the NFL is a national game.
Yeah, that's the broadcast partners trying to legitimize how much they're spending.
Sure. But I mean, like, if you're going to look at it the way that it is, you can't have a setup where the Dodgers pay themselves and the Yankees pay themselves and the Red Sox pay themselves. And then another team has to negotiate to get some 10% of that fraction because of their market size. If it's all essentially a national package and there's an equal share somehow, whether it's increased revenue sharing of local revenues or decreased share of national revenues for the big boys, one or the other, because, you know, taking that national money and saying, okay,
you big boys,
if you're generating this, you only get one quarter of what the other teams are going to get from the national pie. Because, I mean, again, it's got to somehow, however you do it, your description is perfect. However you do it, those gaps have to close from revenue before any limits or floors or anything even matter.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you could do that a number of different ways. Yeah. You can also do that with expansion fees.
Oh, I know that's coming. Mm-hmm. And what do you think? What do you think? $2 billion or $4 billion expansion
fees?
Yeah,
and then it may buy out the big boys from their national or from their TV contracts.
Yeah.
So that everybody shares.
We just talked about that. Actually, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, but we were kicking that around that that would be a path towards, I think Matt Pauly and I were talking about it on Monday, maybe. That's a path towards being able to buy that, you know, buy those networks essentially from those teams, mm-hmm. bring them into the fold. But here's your big payout. And it comes from those expansion fees because you got two franchises coming in. And then those add more eyeballs and they add more territories. And, you know, that's the idea of making it grow.
Yep, that's right. And if you have a national TV deal, they can put the Yankees versus the Red Sox every Sunday. The other 30 teams after expansion benefit from it.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. All right, last thing, buddy. I'll let you run. I know it's been a long couple of days. Will you fly out tomorrow, I assume?
I hope so. Yeah, we'll see.
Good. Circumstances
allowing. I don't know if you paid attention to the news recently.
Circumstances allowing, yeah.
I know it's sports on an open line, but let me tell you a little bit about government shutdown on the open line.
Yeah, not great for travel, is it?
No.
No. Well, good luck with that. Last thing I had for you on that, you don't have to go too deep on it, but we've seen a lot of cool things, a lot of interesting stuff. I saw your video today on STLtoday.com. Really interesting stuff in there about the kinds of guys that the Cardinals can target in free agency. We talked about it, you and I, on the best podcast in baseball a couple weeks ago, and you hit on it again in today's video. Short version, for the people that haven't either heard or seen those two things, the paint that picture that we've talked about.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways they could go. As of right now, it really seems like they're, just in talking with other teams, the Cardinals are kind of gathering info for trades. But free agency-wise, that looks like a path for them to add a veteran starter. Or, I'm sorry, veteran reliever. My fault, veteran reliever. Mm-hmm. They want to add one of those definitely to the bullpen. There are options out there. What they're willing to spend will be part of that, obviously. One-year deal, you know, or two-year deal. But they got guys who either have Cardinal ties, Phil Maton, or St. Louis ties, Peter Fairbanks, who
fit
that description.
Let's go, Big Pete.
Yeah, so that would be interesting. You know, as far as starters go, just the wide array. Yesterday, Chaim Bloom was talking about how he wants to look longer term and kind of look at who can help them a few years down the road. I did ask him if, like, a shorter term stopgap for a starter helps create a protection for like a Liam Doyle or some of these other guys so that they don't have to go like, all right, well, we're going to start them 24 times.
Right.
And he agreed, you know, so he said that's something they are going to look into. They could also then trade for a guy and then go for a lottery ticket in the market. You know, Dustin May makes a lot of sense and we'll see how far they go with that. You know, they've had some talks at least about what that kind of move would look like, if not Dustin May specifically, but that kind of signing where you have innings to offer, that guy wants to increase his value. Where do they meet?
Yep. Great stuff, bud. All right. Well, we'll be listening to the best podcast in baseball, reading you on STLtoday.com and in the Post-Dispatch on a daily basis. It's part of my regular routine because you're my guy. I appreciate you, man. Good luck tomorrow with the travel. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, always a pleasure, Kevin. Thanks. I'll give you an update on whether or not I get to leave Vegas or what's the drive like.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck with that. Well, when you're back, let's go grab some food.
I would like that. I would like that.
See, buddy. That's Derek Gould of the Post-Dispatch. And again, if you follow the Cardinals, you follow Derek. I mean, I don't know why I'm doing an advertisement for the guy that everybody who's a Cardinals fan reads and follows, but obviously you should. And the best podcast in baseball is phenomenal. And there's a short version today, like a 13-minute video version of it today that can give you some tidbits, a little bit more detail than what we got today. Many thanks to Derek Gould. We'll come back and do a little more on Sports Open Line. I think I'm going to do some more hockey. I don't know, though. Sometimes the break grabs me in a different way. We'll see what happens.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
All right, Sports Open Line on a Wednesday night. Kevin Wheeler stepping in for my buddy Matt Pauly. Obviously, Matt will be out for the rest of this week. He'll be back in next week as the plan goes. And, of course, we'll just keep on keeping on. Nate Gatter will be in this seat tomorrow night. And I believe, is it official, Kyle? Should I say it or not say Friday? Should I hold off? I mean, it's on the schedule, right? I think Rennie Knott, our good friend Rennie Knott, may be hosting on Friday night. That'll be cool. Looking forward to seeing Rennie getting back into the sports thing. And like, we had him on DGS. He's a fantastic guy. And looking forward to hearing him on the radio side. So that'll be coming up on Friday night here on Sports Open Line. All right. So getting back to the Blues conversation. And I don't have a time to get super deep on it. But, you know, the first hour, well, I shouldn't say he wasn't even in the first hour. in Rush Hour Sports, talked a bit about that thing that I brought up with Derek, which is, maybe it's not the end of the world if you have a bad year. Maybe it's not the end of the world that the Cardinals had these couple of down years, so long as you're going to do other things to get back, right? Because the teams, as Derek put it, there's a lot of risk, right, when you're doing rebuilds. But to me, there are levels of rebuilds, right? There's a teardown, there's a tank job, and then there is kind of where the Cardinals are, which is kind of a moderate rebuild. It's not like light. It's not like three things and go, but it's a more moderate thing. You're not destroying the roster. You're not trying to lose 100 games. You're not doing like what the Marlins did and going bare bones payroll of $60 million or what the Pirates are doing at $75, $80 million. You're not doing that. That to me is a terrible idea. That's a risky move. What's happening with the Cards, and what I think, we know the Blues are in transition. They've said it. I mean, like Doug Armstrong has talked about how this is, they're still trying to transition into their next window of contention. And it, when you're in a transition phase, sometimes it's not the end of the world if you have the year where it leads you to a higher draft pick. And I say this especially for hockey, more so than baseball, because everybody's capped out. It's hard to move players. It's hard to change your roster significantly from year to year. And in baseball, at least you have the freedom to expand your payroll when you want to, when you're ready to do it. And there will be no excuse to not do it for the Cardinals once they get themselves set and kind of get your roster ready to the point where you have the talent to contend for real, not just be on the outer edges of contention. And that's not easily available for a team like the Blues, because when you think about moving players, so you're if you're moving your core guys, who have no trade clauses, by the way, so you have to get their agreement on where to go, and you lose leverage with the team that you're talking to because they know that the player isn't going to go anywhere. So what you end up doing is just kind of moving contract for contract, right? Bad fit for bad fit or something along those lines. And it's not always easy to do that. And a lot of ways, it's better to just keep your guys. I mean, because the guys we're talking about with the Blues, the guys with the big deals, a couple of them are super young. I'm not moving a Kyrou or a Thomas just to change a contract for a contract. I might do that with Buchnevich. He's a little older. You know, I might do that with veterans. I mean, I could do something like that with Shen, but Shen's one of the only leaders on the team. From a talent standpoint or an age standpoint, you might do that for him with him. But he's one of the only guys that gets after it on a night-by-night basis. So, if you end up with a top five pick where you can get the type of player that can alter the core of your team moving forward, and God, you never know, if you end up with a number one pick, you might get the guy. I mean, how nice would it be to have a Macklin Celebrini on the team? A guy that can come in and impact you right away and has that little dog. He's got that grit. Some guys take more time. Look, it took Alex Pietrangelo time to become what he became, but you don't get that guy at number 22 or at number 14. Now, that's a top four or five. That's a number four pick, but he would have been a top five pick, period, the end, no matter who was there. So I don't root for it. I don't think tanking is smart at all. I think tanking is just a way for owners to make money while their team sucks. I think you owe more to your customer and to put at least a reasonably competitive team out there, as competitive as you can be, while accomplishing the goal of improving your talent base so that in a short period of time, you can be a meaningful playoff contender. And when you look at where the Blues are, I think they're in that in-between. They're not as bad as their record. Now, I still believe that. I'm annoyed that we're still having these conversations about effort and they don't always use the term effort, but they talk about compete. We're not competing. Well, to me, competing is effort. It's a synonym. It's the same thing. So I'm tired of those conversations. I'm tired of the slow starts. But my feeling about the talent level on the roster and my belief that they're better than that hasn't changed because of 17 games. And because we've seen this group get better at the end of the last couple of years, actually the last 3 years, it's not crazy to think that they'll get better as they go. But it ain't going to be easy, Vegas is coming in a couple of nights. You got Philadelphia and Vegas back-to-backs. And then you hit the road for basically 2 weeks through Thanksgiving. And there are no easy shakes in there either. So it's a challenge, but I think they're capable of it. But if it ends up being a case where, all right, it's just one of those years, it's a bad year, that's not the end of the world. It's when they get strung together and it goes over a 4 or 5 year window of that level of being bad, that's when you have a problem. All right, more Sports Open Line, a little college football next on KMOX.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Man, the end of the show is creeping up on me. It goes fast, you know. I get people asking me all the time, how do you talk for 2 or 3 hours? I don't know, man. It goes fast. It's fun. I don't know. When things are fun, it doesn't seem like they're dragging. when we look at the coming days, obviously, we've got, let's see, what are we now? 3 weeks away from the winter meetings. So obviously the baseball stuff between now and then is going to heat up. It'll be a lot of fun, I think, for the Cardinals this offseason. Hopefully the Blues will kick things into gear. And I did want to get into a quick thing on Mizzou for a second. You know, we don't always have a lot of time to cover everything in the depth that we want to, and I don't have a ton of time here. But I just wanted to make a point about Mizzou. I saw a video today of Coach Drinkwitz talking about success. And essentially making the point, I'm paraphrasing, it's not a quote, that sports don't need to be all or nothing, right? It doesn't need to be playoff or failure or, you know, Major League baseball playoffs or failure. Like, there are a lot of different levels. And I would agree in a sense. I would agree in the sense that in college football, the measure of success is consistency. If you can be 9-10 wins a year, you're going to have your big years and have your playoff opportunities. But most teams, probably 95% of teams, cannot be Alabama. Cannot be what Clemson was. And guess what? Clemson's not that anymore either. Can't be what Georgia has been. That's a very small minority of teams that can set the expectation of national championship contention every year, playoffs every year. And even they can only do it for periods of time. That said, I agree with that completely, and I wanted to point that out first. That said, this program at Mizzou has to, at some point, beat one of the big dogs. You have got to start winning. I'm not talking about all of them. But you've got to start beating the big teams in your conference from time to time. And I don't mean when they're down. I'm not talking about when Tennessee's down beating Tennessee. I'm talking about beating a team here and there that's got a single-digit number next to their name. Or even a number in the teens next to their name. It's got to start happening at some point. Now, Drink hasn't been there that long. I love him. I don't think I would not. This is not about whether or not you would keep him. You're obviously keeping him. But expectations build. And at some point, there has to be a payoff. For Gary Pinkel, the payoff came in 2007. Before that, it was, let's run him out of town. When in reality, it's very tough to win at Mizzou. And I don't think we acknowledge that enough. And by we, I mean people that live here. I know it's the big state school. I understand it's very hard to win big there because you don't have geography in your favor. You don't have the money. They have money now. They're getting there. They do well in NIL. Stadium's coming up. They don't have Florida money. They don't have Alabama money. But at some point, you do have to get over the hump and have the big year. But, yeah, it's only been 5 years for Drink. I think he's doing fine. Been fine. But I do think that there's a middle ground between just being consistently good, but also stepping up big at times. All right, we'll come back and wrap up Sports Up Online next here on KMOX. All right, back in on Sports Open Line. Just a couple minutes left. Kevin Wheeler in for Matt Pauly. Matt will be back next week. Nate Gatter in tomorrow night. Our buddy Rennie Knott on Friday night here on Sports Open Line. That'll be cool. All right, let's finish with just a little more college football. Not on Mizzou, just college football. Started a little bit of this early, but I wanted to finish with just a complaint about the college football playoff rankings and the multitude of standards that are used when comparing teams. I think it would be really nice if the playoff committee could just commit to like two or three core principle issues that are going to be the focus of your rankings, right? I mean, okay, so first and foremost, record has to matter, right? Undefeated matters. One loss typically is better than two, but it does. There is some wiggle room there because that will play into some of the other criteria. But first one would have to be record matters. Second one would be how tough is your record? Who are you beating? Who are you losing to? How does that compare to the other teams? Is there a case where a two-loss team could be ahead of a one-loss team? For sure. But you got to make the case and not just say, well, we that's just how we viewed it. The eye test. They passed the eye test. No, you got to quantify it. I would toss into the record matters part that head-to-head has to matter. If two teams have the same record and similar overall schedules and one team beat the team that beat the other should be there. Right? I mean, if the win-loss record's different, okay. So if Team A beat Team B, but Team B has one less loss, okay, well, that's fine. They keep the advantage. That's okay. Head-to-head is not the be-all, end-all. But head-to-head is, let's all say it together, a tiebreaker. In every sport all across the world, head-to-head is a tiebreaker. It's not a defining factor. The record is first. And then you have things like head-to-head, strength of schedule, quality of wins and losses and all that. I don't think it should be so hard to just say, here's our criteria. And then each week when you come out and explain it, here is how this ranking setup matches our criteria. And then don't have contradictory items. Don't have the mix-ups. In the polls, the AP and the coaches poll, it doesn't matter. Those don't rank teams for the playoffs. But the playoff ranking system, much like we talk about with the NCAA tournament committee, it does matter. But you got a lot more room for error when you're picking 68 teams as opposed to picking 12. And that's all I got to say about that. Actually, I have more to say about it, but I don't have time to. So I'm going to wrap it up. Hey, Kyle Sexton, thank you so much. Good job running the shows tonight. Matt Pauly is back next week. You'll have Nate Gatter in the spot here on Sports Open Line tomorrow.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.